Everybody doing all right tonight? Y'all pray for me tonight. Got a couple thoughts, a couple things the Lord gave me this afternoon. Really been chewing on. Anybody gone through a storm? Anybody gone through hard times? Anybody going through hard times? Anybody having a tough time right now? Well, if I had to put a title to this, I guess, you know, it'd be titled, Even Though It's Bad. And, you know, using the time you have wisely. You know, I've heard the prayer request given, you know, guy at work, his mother just passed away. Our time's vanishing here on earth. You know, Brother Ken put it, you know, he's at halftime. Or he might even be at, you know, a quarter. You know, that might be all that he has left. We don't know. We don't know just how far that little dash between our birth date and our death date really goes. We have absolutely no idea. And, you know, I was driving this morning to church, and I looked at my truck. My truck's got a lot of real fancy doodads and gadgets on it that I just love to play with from time to time. And I noticed that my truck told me, you know, you've only got 93 miles left to go in this tank of gas. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, no, I've only got 93 miles to go, and I'm out of gas. And then I sat and I thought about it, and the Lord, I mean, he just come right up and just dusted my britches off. He said, yeah, you might have 93 miles to go, but what are you going to do with those 93 miles you've got left? We never know when our time to pass is. And so we need to do the most that we can with the time that we have left, whether it's one day, 1 hour, or even 100 years. Bear with me tonight because I am very nervous, very nervous. But if you would, please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 15 and go to verse 18. This is Paul's last testament. This is Paul's writings of his last few moments here on earth. He knew when his time was coming. He was facing execution. He knew when his time was about to pass. And if we start at verse 15, it says, Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Verse 18 says, And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just pray that you're with me tonight, Lord God. I just pray that I move myself aside and you take charge over this service tonight, Lord God. And I just pray that one soul at least be stirred from the words that you've given me to preach, Lord God. And I just pray that you have precedence over this meeting, Lord God. And I just pray that you're with each and every one that's here, Lord. Prepare their heart, prepare their mind, and prepare their soul, Lord. And I just thank you for all that you do. In your sweet holy name, amen. You know, start breaking down this text verse by verse. You know, when we make a stand for God, when we make a stand for His kingdom and make a stand for His works, I've had an old preacher put it to me. He said, boy, you start standing up for God, standing up for the ways of God. He said, the real people that you can only rely on will go on one finger, and that's Him. Now, you will have close friends, close people to you that will stand with you from time to time, but we are all human. We will always get our feelings hurt, and we will push away from each other, whether we mean to or not. That's our flesh. That's our fleshly nature. You know, in a way, I know at least with me sometimes, I'll set up eggshells and dare somebody to step on. That's just me. I don't know about y'all, but that's just me. And so with this, you know, don't throw blame. If you make a stand for God, and if you offend somebody, Well, hey, that's great. That's great. That means that you're hitting a point that is sensitive to them that God wants them to be hit on. So don't blame somebody just because they don't always walk with you and throw a pity party. It's going to happen from time to time. I've seen it myself. You know, I'm a very young preacher, trying my best to stand the good stand that I need to stand. And, you know, some fellas I used to run with don't want nothing to do with me no more. Young people, that's coming. You start standing up for God, you go graduating from school, and you start making a godly way in your life, a lot of the friends that you have, that you think you have, they're not going to be there. I can guarantee it. It's just not going to happen. And so, you know, Paul himself is going through the same thing. You know, he stood with Christ, he saw Christ firsthand, but when his time was come, that's all he had. He only had Christ. You make a stand for Christ, and he's going to be with you every step of the way. Even when you don't stand for him, he's still going to be there. But he makes his presence known clearly to those that stand for him. You know, and there's another verse in the Bible that says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Even though we as Christians get our feelings hurt, we still can't throw a stone just because somebody's thrown one at us, whether it be from right next to us or across the county from us. You know, verse 17, he's already suffered this for us. You know, he's already made that stand for the kingdom, for himself and for his Father. He's already suffered all of this for us. And so because of that, instead of us bearing the weight upon ourselves, we need to bear that weight up onto him. He's already carried the load. He's already experienced that. You know, my daddy has told me from growing up, you know, son, you've never been where I've been, but I've been right where you're at. And if we would take that approach with Christ, things would be a lot easier for us. It was Christ who suffered that ultimate suffering for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice for us. And we need to rely that fully on him. You know, verse 18, I'm getting goosebumps right now. His eternal deliverance. His eternal bring through for us. Verse 18 says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, every one, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom." I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to heaven. That's something worth shouting about. Christ has already been there for us. Christ has already, he already knows what to do, and he's already took care of the big dogs. The big dogs have already on the chain. They just don't know it yet. They haven't reached the end of that chain yet and get yanked back to the house where they need to go back to. Christ is carrying us home. He will definitely lead us through anything and everything that this world can bring us. And you know, I'm going to flip around a little bit because I've got some other places that the Lord has shown me. But you know, with his eternal deliverance, he's going to lead us through it. And in Psalms 23... Instead of reading this with the word "I," I'm going to use my name, and I ask that you read along, but I ask that you put your name in there as well. And if you feel a shout, a happy bubble, or if y'all just need to get up and run, y'all do what y'all got to do, because I'm probably going to join you here in just a minute. But the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I, Ben, shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Paul himself was facing a beheading, and yet he was in the greenest pasture he's ever been in. If we put that full alignment on God, the worst thing can happen to us, and we can be in one of the greenest pastures we've ever been in, with some of the best tasting grass we've ever tasted. "He leadeth me beside still waters." In the middle of a raging storm and a raging sea like we're in right now, as wicked as this world is going to be, this could be some of the calmest waters we've ever been in and faced before. I know that the world's changing. I know that things constantly seem to get worse and worse, but don't focus on the water. Don't focus on the storm. Focus on God himself. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I been walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, Ben, will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Once again, Paul has had the most comfort he's ever had. Yeah, it's a scary time and his flesh was starting to scare him, but his focus was going continually on Christ himself. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You make a stand for God. You make a stand for Him. It don't matter who's coming against you. Stick to it. Enjoy that feast. Be just as kind to Him as you can. But once again, enjoy the feast that God has put in front of you. Think about it. Seriously. You're in the middle of a bad storm, and God's going to fix you some of the best suppers you've ever tasted. Why not sit down and enjoy it instead of sitting there worrying about the storm? Enjoy them vittles God's given you, those nuggets, those precious moments. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You know, I've been in the middle of a storm, and God was teaching me something, and I was in such of a hurry to get out of it that I have really shortened myself of the blessings He wanted me to get and of the knowledge He wanted me to get. Think about it. If you have an empty cup, and if God said, put this cup in front of you and I'll fill it up, and as the cup's filling up, you get tired of the cup getting full. That's what we do every time when we try our best to get out of the storm that we're in right now. I know I cannot stand a storm better than anybody else, especially if it's a spiritual storm that I'm going through and God's wanting me to grow, because it hurts from time to time. But, you know, when that cup runs over, we absorb everything that's running over from that cup. Cup can only hold so much, but how much can we get drenched in and enjoy from God? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's already fought the battle. He's already won the fight. Some, we just going home. He's going to call us out and bring us up. Doesn't matter what these storms bring and what people try to do to us just because we are trying to follow in His footsteps. We're going home. We've already got a room built for us. And when that room's finished, then we're going home. It's not a time to cry and be upset and worry about just because the person ain't there. That person's already got their mansion built for them. It's finished. He put in the last bit of paint on it and the last nail in that piece of wood. We're going home. If you'll turn to Isaiah 40 and 31. Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Y'all wait on God. Wait on what God's got for you to do. I know these storms that are coming, they're rough, they're hard, and they affect everybody differently. But if we stop and wait upon the Lord, He will renew us. He will give us our strength. And then He will mount us up with wings as eagles. As eagles. Have anybody ever really seen a bald eagle face to face? Makes you seem about that tall. I mean, these animals are just absolutely majestic. I mean, they have anywhere from a 6 to 8 foot wingspan. And if God could mount us up with eagle's wings, just think about how we can soar for Him. Think about running and not getting weak. Think about it. Think about walking and not fainting. This is a taste of what's to come in God's glory and in God's house. Just think about it. Next time you're in a storm, you might be leaving one right now. You might be getting ready to go in one. You might be actually in the middle of one. Just wait. Don't wish yourself out of it too soon, because you don't know what blessings and what glories you might be shortening yourself from.